Welcome to the Hayes Australia podcast, bringing new insights into your world of work. In this podcast, I'll be speaking to Eliza Kirkby, Regional Director at Hayes, to give you practical tips and advice on your career. I'm your host, Danica Benny-Ridge, and I work in the marketing team at Hayes, the world's largest specialist recruiter. Today, Eliza will be giving her expert advice on how to ace your first week in a new job. Whether you're switching roles mid-career or starting your first job out of university, your first week can be a daunting prospect. We're here to share some tips to help you make the most of your new start. Welcome, Eliza. Thanks for joining us on the Hayes podcast and being our guest.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Okay, so first things first, your first day in a new role, what are some key things to remember?
Okay, so I think when you arrive on your first day, it's important to remember to be confident. It can be confronting and overwhelming walking into a new organization and starting out fresh, but I think it's really important to be yourself from day one. You need to have the right attitude and you need to work to make a great first impression. So some ways to do this are to make an effort to really remember people's name, and when you're talking to them, to use their name. I think the other thing to remember that's absolutely critical is don't be late.
You mentioned attitude. Can you elaborate on that point? What attitudes or behaviours should our listeners try and focus on to have a successful first week?
I'd say that being positive and punctual will go a really long way. So in terms of the punctuality side of things, I'm not just talking about being in at work on time in the morning. If you've got meetings or training sessions or even informal catch-ups booked in, it's really important that you're on time. I think the worst thing that would potentially happen if you were late would be that you might give the impression that you're not taking your role seriously or that you don't want to be there. I'd say enthusiasm is extremely important, having and demonstrating that willingness to learn and showing that you're happy to be working in the new position, being inquisitive, asking questions and really being proactive. A way to demonstrate that proactivity could be if you're being trained on a particular task or process from someone, asking them, now that you've learnt that task or process, whether you can actually implement that straight away and really action that straight away. In regards to the questioning side of things, I think it's easy for new starters to feel hesitant about asking too many questions or taking up people's time. What I would say to that is that everyone is going to benefit from getting you up to speed on things ASAP. So as long as you make sure your questions are positively phrased, you don't want to be asking the same question over and over, and you want to make sure that they're information seeking in nature. But if your questions are ticking all of those boxes, then ask away.
Fantastic. So obviously there's a lot that you're learning in your first week, a lot to experience and a lot to take in. And most people are going to be very tired, both mentally and physically. Do you have any sort of suggestions around that?
Absolutely. I think most people will be exhausted in that first week. And so there's some simple rules that you can apply. So one is to go to bed early and make sure you're getting as much sleep as possible. Another one would be to ensure that you're not booking in social commitments outside of work inside that first week. And if you've got an exercise regime, keep that up as much as you can, because we know that that's a great thing to alleviate some of that stress that you might be feeling from starting the new role.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that getting enough rest is heavily contingent on cementing a routine or a new routine if it's changed.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I mean, what is your new routine? That's the first thing you've got to ask yourself. Have your hours changed? Presumably your commute might have changed. Use that first week to really figure out what your new work-life balance is going to be and to begin to try and build a routine that will work for you. I think getting enough rest and really nailing down your routine is going to help with stress and anxiety that is normal when you start a new role, and it will make you feel more confident. And look, if confidence for you can be a challenge and if it takes a while, fake it until you make it.
I love that saying. I think it's so applicable here, especially in regards to confidence. Another saying which I think is useful to remember and is also applicable in this situation is to sort of act as a sponge.
Yeah, that's exactly spot on. So watch and learn in your first week. You need to be making sure that you're listening and observing first and acting second. Try to make mental notes of what's going on around you. So what time do people arrive in the morning? You know, when do they leave in the evening? How long do people go away for lunch? making note of all of that will allow you to adjust your time accordingly. Also, how does the business actually work? So how do people interact with management? How do people interact with each other? How do people communicate? Is that through email or on the phone, or is it because people drop by people's offices and different workstations? I think when you start to observe and really take all of this in, it'll give you the best opportunity to fit into the team and also the organizational culture.
I love that you mentioned company culture. How important is that and the sort of relationship building with colleagues in your first week?
I would say that it's hands down the number one priority. So working and ensuring that you're building interpersonal connections with colleagues is really, really critical. The best way to do this, be respectful, be friendly, be open to offers that you receive of assistance or support. If you're lucky enough to be invited to lunch, grab that opportunity by the hands and really enjoy that chance to build those connections with those colleagues. Take time to introduce yourself to those around you as well. So I think it's normal as part of an induction process to be introduced to the key people in the business that you'll be working with. But those introductions are often extremely brief. I would say rarely would both parties remember each other's names. So where you can, if there's an opportunity to grab a few extra moments with a colleague, I think it would pay dividends later. Start with those that are closest to you from a proximity point of view and really sort of expand from there. I believe genuinely that the more people you build a relationship with, the easier it's going to be for you to ask for assistance and help. You're going to have more people to learn from. You're going to become up to speed as quickly as you can, and that's all going to help with the confidence and with you feeling good about fitting into that organization.
Fantastic. And what about with your new manager? Is this something that you should be making time for a one-on-one?
Yeah, definitely. So I'd really be trying to seek out one-on-one time with your new manager, certainly inside that first week. I think you want to start building a positive relationship with that manager. That's such a critical relationship as soon as you can. The kinds of things I'd be looking to try and find out in that one-to-one would be things like, what does your manager expect from you? How do they like to communicate? You could ask things like, what is their management style? Or you could even potentially talk to them about your own learning style. I think finding out subtly the types of traits and behaviours that they would value in an employee is a great thing to do, because it will stand you, up for a great relationship with them moving forward.
Can you give any tips on what you should do to prepare before these meetings with your new manager?
Yeah, preparation is key, but I wouldn't limit preparation only to those meetings with your manager. So I'd certainly say that prepare for every induction meeting that you have with new contacts, peers, stakeholders in the business. I'd be doing things like finding out who the person that you're meeting with is, of course, and what really their role is in the organisation. So LinkedIn can be a great tool to help you with this. Staff directories, intranet, the website, and also, finding out from the people around you. I think also researching or understanding or trying to understand and identify how your role would interact with theirs would be important, because it would give you some context for that first meeting. And another great thing to do is really, I guess, asking them for advice and seeking suggestions from them. I think it'll make them feel flattered. They'll feel like you value their opinion and expertise. And again, I think that'll set you up for a strong relationship.
Fantastic. Okay, one last piece of advice for Ace in your first week that you'd like to share with our listeners.
I would suggest that it's a great idea to walk in that door on your first day and leave any preconceived ideas at the door. So you may be starting a role that has elements of things that you've done in previous organizations or in previous roles. Be careful not to make assumptions that the tasks are going to be the same, or that you're the expert, or that you know everything about everything. I would worry that could potentially impact your ability to develop, and also might not allow you to create that great first impression. I guess also your head is being filled with all of these new ideas, and you're also in this completely unfamiliar and brand new work environment. I would want to urge you to be kind to yourself, try and enjoy your first week, try and look forward and really embrace those challenges ahead of you. And I think that there is a potential that that first week will have some challenges. And in the event that you feel like you need some extra support, a great thing to do would be to really keep in touch with the recruiter that you've been working with. Recruiters have a lot of experience in actually, you know, guiding and supporting people through those first weeks in new roles, which can be stressful. So take advantage of that and really, you know, utilize that recruitment contact for that.
Well, thank you very much, Eliza. Some great advice there for our listeners. And thank you for listening to the Hayes Australia podcast. If you didn't hear the first podcast of our series, head to iTunes or soundcloud.com.au. In the meantime, if you want more advice on how to get a job in 2017, please head online to hayes.com.au.